Do you want to meet movie stars? Do you want to see a movie studio? Do you want to take a Hollywood tour?
Yes, the American Broadcasting Company presents Hollywood Tour, a program for the millions of Americans who would thrill to the drama of Hollywood if they could see behind the scenes. And here to tell you all about it is Hollywood's favorite man about town, Photoplay Magazine's ace news reporter, Cal York.
Well, greetings to all of you. Here in the most exclusive broadcast to originate in Hollywood, we're making it possible for many of our friends to realize the dream of a lifetime, to see movies in the making, visit homes of stars and high spots of the town. Each day, we ask our guests a question, and the first two ladies who answer correctly are taken on a magic carpet tour of Hollywood. Today, the question is, what actresses were ladies in the following pictures? Lady in the Dark, Lady on a Train, Lady in the Lake? And if you at home don't know, we'll give you the answers presently. First, I want you to meet two ladies who took our Hollywood tour yesterday. Mrs. Ethel Duncan of Redlands, California, and her daughter, Miss Betty Duncan. And suppose, Miss Betty, you do the talking for the family and tell me where you live.
Redlands, California.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do there?
Well, I'm in training to be a nurse. Right now I'm on vacation, planning to be married in June.
Oh, jeepers, that's a long sentence, isn't it? Not the marriage, that's no sentence. I mean, just some time. But you're training to be a nurse where?
At Loma Linda.
Mm-hmm. And what does your mother do?
She's a nurse also.
Uh-huh. And your father?
He's a doctor.
Well, for heaven's sakes, you have the whole business sewed up there. You're going to be married in June to whom?
To, hello, Leslie Smart.
That's the oddest first name I've ever heard. To hello, Leslie Smart.
And you're trained to be a physician and surgeon also.
Oh, for heaven's sake. You sound pretty smart to me even before you're married, Mrs. Smart. I mean, Miss Duncan, who will be Mrs. Smart. Well, now, yesterday after our broadcast, you stepped into our limousine. We're on your way to the Allied Artist Studios, where they're making The Hunted, starring Preston Foster and Belita. And whom did you see there, Mrs. Duncan?
We saw a scene in Belita's hotel room, mm-hmm, where Preston Foster, who was once her lover and now a detective, found her gun in the drawer and accused her of being the murderer.
I see. He was once her lover and now a detective.
Yes.
Uh-huh. It's a different profession entirely. Well, we'll have to see a lot of that.
But he's still her lover.
I bet he was. And Miss Duncan, tell me, Miss Betty Duncan, did you meet Preston Foster?
I should say we did. He had his picture taken with us twice. And once I got to hold the murderess's gun, and I pointed at him.
He liked having his picture taken with you so much, he wanted it done twice, did he? And you were holding him up with Belita's gun?
Yes, he would have felt like he was being held up afterwards. He told us not to call him Robert Preston, and so when we got out, Mother presently started talking about Robert Preston instead of Preston Foster.
That's a mistake that a lot of people make, both very handsome men, both very good actors, but in this particular case, it is Preston Foster. And then after you left the Allied Artist production, you went to dinner to the world-famous restaurant, The King's, here in Hollywood. Makes my mouth water to think of it. What did you have there for dinner, Mrs. Duncan?
Well, the menu was really very varied and large that it was difficult for us to choose just what we would like.
Mm-hmm.
But we did try the Columbia River salmon.
Oh, and good,
Betty
too.
Had some halibut,
you know,
along with all the other good dishes.
You had Hamlet, you think?
Not this time. Betty did call it Hamlet once, though.
Halibut, oh, I see. Well, you know, my particular favorite at the King's is Eastern lobster, flown out here daily. You know, they have a wonderful new twist on food. The King's will deliver your dinner, if you're a star, to your home. And if you're a private citizen, they'll deliver it to your home, too. I think that's kind of sweet. And after dinner...
Salad dressing's delicious, too.
Salad dressing? Well, we'll smear right on by there. After dinner, you were on your way to RKO's special showing of The Farmer's Daughter at the Academy Theater. And who's in The Farmer's Daughter?
Loretta Young, Joseph Cotten, and a very charming Ethel Barrymore.
Mm-hmm. What's the picture
and
about?
And we should include Clancy, the butler. He was excellent.
Oh, we'll throw Clancy in, too. Well, ladies, you know, what you have to say about this day sounds to me as if it's been very exciting. I'm delighted you had such a good time. Thank you for being my guest. And here, for each of you, a special treat. A personally autographed 11x14 picture of Lorraine Day, currently starring in The Locket for RKO. And two for each of you, a box of these lovely flowers from the Broadway florist.
Ladies, our guests each day are invited to our broadcast by invitation suitable for a place in your scrapbook. Simply send your name and address to Hollywood Tour, American Broadcasting Company, Hollywood 28, California. Our guest list is limited to 50 ladies each day, so please be patient. And if you can't be here in person, get in on the question game. Submit three questions on Hollywood, such as the ones used each day. And if Cal uses yours, you will receive the next 12 issues of Photoplay magazine. And now, Cal, that famous question, what's going on today in Hollywood?
Well, dresser, Hoagy Carmichael, who's taken a lot of ribbing since the Academy Award Goldwynism, which labeled him Hugo, doesn't mind it at all. Shucks, in school, he told me, they used to call me Hogwash. Myrna Loy has licked the telephone strike. She's hired a small boy with a motor scooter to deliver messages from her Pacific Palisades home. And next time Raymond Massey has to do a boudoir scene, he's going to ask for stunt pay. In Morning Becomes Electra, he is required to leap from his bed to strike at his screen wife, Katina Paxino. And at the command, action, Ray leaped, got tangled in his long nightshirt, and fell on his pockets. Except that he wasn't wearing pockets. At any rate, he wound up with an injured dignity. Jesse Lasky is looking for someone to play a rotter in RKO's Apple Tree. And trying to out-cad one another for the role are George Sanders, Vincent Price, and Steve Cochran. It's rumored that after putting these three prize villains through their paces, a dialogue director cut his hand on a page of script and is now expecting word poisoning. Which reminds me that Dan Duryea's next picture for Universal International will be Black Bart, story of the famous San Francisco thief who never used a gun, but identified his crimes by pieces of poetry left at the scene. I haven't read the jingles, but it's a cinch the picture's most intriguing lines will be those supplied by Yvonne DiCarlo. Punch, Cornell Wilde's little black dog, now knows what an actor's life is like. After getting a part in Homestretch and bragging to all his pooch pals in the neighborhood about it, Punch wound up on the cutting room floor. Nelson Eddy, tuning up his tonsils for a concert tour. Good news for Easterners who are hungry for shortening bread. Mickey Rooney, toning up his muscles with shadow boxing and early morning jogging for his role in Killer McKay. Dale Evans, Republic's delightful singing star, has sunk some of the loot earned as queen of those golden westerns into her first home of her own. The purchase is by way of celebrating her recent transition from perpetual prairie sweetheart to straight dramatic star. In The Trespasser, romance of newspapers and nightclubs, Dale steps out of her riding skirts and into slinky satins for the very first time, which, if I know my actresses, should make her feel like a new woman.
That's not what I'm celebrating, Cal. In this picture, I feel just like a new man.
Well, either way, we still have a feeling for you. And ladies, the queen of the westerns, until then came the drama, lovely little Dale Evans.
Hello there. Mm. Which is what I'm saying these days instead of howdy.
Sounds like you'll go far with it, too. Confidentially, I know you hold some sort of a record as one of the busiest little stars of screen and radio. Just how many pictures have you made?
I have made 24 pictures in 3 years, or 8 a year.
Mm. All with a ride, a rope, and a rescue.
That's right.
Well, after that, I imagine playing a nightclub hostess must be a nice rest.
You do? Mm. Cal, have you ever waved a heavy pair of false eyelashes all day?
Not that I remember.
No. Well, the first day, honestly, my eyes were so tired, it was a job just to roll them at the Hero. You see, this is my first experience at making passes.
Well, tell us more about your new personality.
Well, my dialogue is a little different. As an outdoor gal, I was always the frank, uninhibited type, you know, always talking right up. But now I have to be a little more restrained. And, you know, it's always hard for a girl to be restrained.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, to a male, this is all very interesting. What other technicalities did you discover in your change from the gals of the wide-open faces?
Well, for one thing, it was a relief to get my hair back to its natural brown color and to give up those blowing blonde tresses for a sophisticated coronet.
I understand there's nothing lifts a girl like an updo.
No, or like a new wardrobe. I'm just reveling in floor-length evening dresses and sequins and furs, and it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I hear you've changed your off-screen wardrobe, too.
Yes, Cal. I used to try to stick to the Western motif in my own clothes as much as possible. You know, Western shirts and skirts and calfskin shoes and bags. And I used to have even my cocktail dresses designed with nail heads and fringe. And even on a formal, I used to wear a rhinestone horse instead of a buckle.
Well, where are they now, being made over for Roy Rogers?
No. I just gave them away, but quick. They didn't match my new voice anyway. I don't want to brag, but in The Trespasser, I sing my first torch song. And it's called It's Not the First Love, It's the Last.
Well, a handier sentiment for an indoor girl than, say, the Yellow Rose of Texas. And does this new torch singing do something for you, too?
Plenty. Hmm? Do you remember how at the end of every single picture the hero used to ride off into the sunset with his horse and just leave me standing there?
Yes, I do. But I always knew it took a strong, silent man to do it.
Well, this time I not only get to keep him, but I also rate my first screen kiss, which after 24 pictures is just about time, don't you think?
I think so. From where I sit, I'm sure your leading man, Douglas Fowley, thought so, too. But how do your thousands of kid fans feel now there's no more riding up hills and heroes fighting over Dale and...
Well, Cal, I have to be honest. They're not very happy about it, which makes me a little unhappy, too. Most of the little girls are riding me for a photograph in Western costume. They want to remember me that way, they say.
Now that you're lost, straight, or stolen, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But while we're getting used to your new roles on the screen, what do you do off screen, Dale?
Oh, fix up my new house, mostly.
Well, you better tell us something about that.
Well, it's just a little Spanish bungalow and a small one, but big enough for me and my dog and cat. It has a guest house in the rear, and, well, the whole thing sort of makes me feel like a woman of possessions. And when I'm not house fixing, I like to fish.
Fish?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, well, all this talk of screen heroes, have you caught anything in private life?
Cow. Well, right now I'm just a little too busy for romance. Although, maybe I'll try it later. That is, after I've trained a little more on my new technique.
Well, you let me know if you want to learn some new holds.
Yes.
Until then, it's been wonderful having you with us, Dale Evans. We'll be watching for you in The Trespassers, that Republic picture, and see you again here real soon, too.
Thank you, Cal. Okay. Thanks, folks.
Well... Now the news that you've been waiting to hear. Who's going to tour Hollywood today? Before we went on the air, the ladies in our audience were asked a question. And here is the question again and the answer, as sent in by Mrs. Lewis Whittaker of New York, New York, New York. What actresses were ladies in the following pictures? Lady in the Dark, Ginger Rogers. Lady on a Train, Deanna Durbin. And The Lady in the Lake was Audrey Totter. And the first two ladies who answered the question correctly will step into a shining Tanner Gray Line limousine and be on their way to lunch with our charming guest star, Dale Evans, at Glenn Billingsley's restaurant opposite Columbia Studio on Sunset Boulevard. Then to Eagle Lion Studio, where they're filming Love from a Stranger, starring John Hodiak, Sylvia Sidney, and Ann Richards. And tonight, to a preview of the Hunt Stromberg production, Dishonored Lady, starring Hedy Lamarr, Dennis O'Keefe, and John Loder. Now it's time to announce the winners. I'll take my traveling mic, go out in the audience, congratulate the lucky ladies, and, well, look at this. My first winner is Mrs. Frank Alexander. Oh, well, congratulations, Mrs. Alexander. Where are you from? Where from?
St. Louis.
And how long have you been in Hollywood?
Oh, I've been here about 5 months.
Have you ever seen any movie studios?
No, I haven't.
Well, good for you. And my second winner is Miss Ruth Markle. Right there. Well, congratulations, Miss Markle. Where are you? Right here? Where do you go to school?
I don't go to school.
You don't? You look like a schoolgirl to me. Have you ever seen any studios?
No, I haven't.
Well, if you're going to have fun today, both of you, be sure that you're back here on Monday to meet my guest, Jimmy Gleason, and tell me all about your tour. Right now, I have a date with a tamale in Tijuana. A blonde tamale. See you later. Bye.
We'll be looking for you again Monday when the American Broadcasting Company presents Hollywood Tour. If you'd like to see the broadcast, address your request to Hollywood Tour, American Broadcasting Company, Hollywood 28. And if you enjoyed hearing Cal York today, you'll enjoy reading his exciting column in the new issue of Photoplay magazine. Dresser Doll said, speaking, this program came to you from Hollywood.
A high spot of the listening week. It's the Murder and Mr. Malone show, which we bring you every Saturday night over most of these ABC stations. Craig Rice is the scripter of this tense, tingling mystery thriller. That's right, the one and only Craig Rice. The popular lady who has dreamed up all those mysteries that line your library walls, that is, if you are a mystery fan. But if it so happens you aren't, try Murder and Mr. Malone anyway. You will be then, because here's a show that mixes crime with one of the cleverest criminal lawyers around town. Yes, sir, John J. Malone, who answers more readily to Johnny, bumps into breathtaking adventure with every step he takes. For a whodunit that'll bring you back every Saturday night for more, join Johnny Malone on another mystery mission tomorrow night. And be sure to be on hand every Saturday night for the Murder and Mr. Malone show on the air over most of these same ABC stations. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.